7 years ago, poet Ruth Forman was shocked when her daughter came home from pre-K and said she wished her hair were straighter and her skin was lighter. And when Ruth Forman turned to children's books to find some positive messages for very young Black readers, just like her daughter, she realized there were not a lot of options, so she decided to write one of her own. Curls has illustrations by Geneva Bowers and came out last December. This May, the pair published Glow for Black Boys. And Ruth Forman joins us now to talk about both books. Ruth, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
I know, as a parent myself, I know it's a shock when you try to create an environment for your children, try to give them positive messages and help them have self-esteem. It's always a shock when they come home from school saying things and your first reaction might be, who said that to you? Who told you that? And I wonder what went through your mind when she came home and said that.
Yeah, that's such a great question. Because beforehand, I mean, we had surrounded her with all of these wonderful experiences and images. And she was doing African dance at the time. And I remember it was in the bathroom when she said this to me. I was hurt. I could have gotten very upset. I could have cried. I could have yelled. But my first step somewhere along the way in my training was to take a breath. And I took a breath. And then I figured, okay, what can I tell her? And so I very carefully, you know, told her and explained to her about the people that she did feel were beautiful, that were brown, and who had wonderful curly hair that she did already, you know, love and felt very connected to. Afterward, I really thought about it. Okay, what can I do? What can I do to help her right now? I just didn't realize it would happen so soon. I didn't realize it could happen around 3 or 4. And then as a writer, I just thought, you know what? Let me just start writing. I was already writing something else, but I said, let me go younger. They need this. And I was talking with other parents and they were having the same experience.
It would seem to me that being a poet is probably helpful when you're writing for children. How does understanding rhyme and meter and cadence influence the way you write for kids?
I think being a poet is helpful, but being a mom is best. When I was thinking about what would work for kids, there were so many things I was thinking about as a mother. My daughter was learning to read around the time that I got the inspiration for Curls. And I realized that the words had to be very simple, words that they could learn to read and be proud of reading. I realized the book had to be short. You know, they are always asking for books before they go to bed, and you want to read something that's not too long. And then the poet kicked in terms of what would work in terms of rhyme, in terms of meter, in terms of pace, in terms of what words would feel wonderful to say in the mouth.
So I wonder if we could read Curls together with each of us taking a page. I mean, the book is tactily, it's, you know, it's a board book, very, very thick pages, and it's tactily pleasant to hold in your hands. And the illustrations are just so lovely. And I wondered if we could read through it.
I would love to.
Okay, if you will start us off, I will read every other page.
Sounds good. Me morning.
Mirror smile.
Shine big hair love.
Up soft black brown.
Thick curl sun crown.
Smooth grease. Yes, please.
Sweet braids.
Beads sway.
Sit. No, never, ever.
Always free.
Like me.
And there's this great picture on that last page with 4 different natural hairstyles that I just love. Did you read this to her?
I think, you know, as we were going through the different phases of the process, I did share the words and I did share the images. But at the same time, like, I was also writing a lot of things for her. So I shared a lot of things with her at that time. So I think this was one of them as well.
So you were working on this years ago. And I wonder how you feel now, seeing the headlines. We're still having controversy over black and brown women's hair. Even at the Olympics, where black women were wearing what's called a soul cap, it's designed to accommodate all of the hair that a black swimmer might have, it was banned by the International Swimming Federation. How do you feel when you see this still being controversial?
I think it's one step at a time. I feel like I'm trying to do my part in people like my daughter understanding that this hair is normal hair as well. But I also feel like other children who will read this book will feel that way. And when we start to see difference as normal, that's when some of the changes will begin to come. But when curly hair is still seen as different or even aberrant, these things are going to come up. So I just want to try to equip my daughter and the children in this generation as much as possible with that sense of self-love, self-worth, knowing who they are, so that when these things do come, it will not harm them in the way that I think it's harmed many generations before.
I wonder about the process of publishing for you, because, you know, we have been talking for a very long time about the lack of diversity in publishing, not just for children's books, but for all books. Is it getting better, do you think, in recent years?
Yeah, I definitely think it's getting better. Fortunately for children who are, you know, very young readers, they have a lot more to have in their library than my daughter did. And I hope it continues. I hope it flourishes. But it's not that we haven't been writing these books. I think it's just that the books have not necessarily been picked up.
Your daughter is 6 or 7 years older now than when she first made that comment.
Mm-hmm.
Any change in her thoughts?
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, honestly, we just had a call out to friends and family, you know, please send us books for children of color, send us books that are celebrating hair, celebrating skin. And I would say within 2 months, that conversation was done. And that's when I realized how important, I knew literature was important before, but I really realized how important literature was when we read her those books. And within 2 months, that was it.
Wow. Have you heard from parents of boys as well about GLOW?
Yes, it's beautiful. I love the stories. I get a lot of stories of the boy saying, that's me, that's me, that's my friend, that's me. I hear that they ask for the book every night. The book is called GLOW, or the book is called Bath when they're asking for it.
Because the little boy takes a little bath before bedtime. Yeah.
The stories are very sweet. But a lot of them are just the idea. And this is for both the girls with the Curls book and the boys with the GLOW book, where lots of children see themselves. So that makes me feel so grateful, because the healing then is not just for my family, or not even healing, but it's almost like a protection, and protection may not even be the right word, but for so many other children, when they are able to see themselves on that cover or in that book and feel very proud of how they look and not start to question who they are at such a young age.
I think of it more like as a guiding light leading them this way instead of that way.
Mm.
And I wonder, last question for you, but is it more important for a black or brown child to read this or a white child?
I wouldn't say it's more important for either. I think it's important for them in different ways. I think one of the comments that I remember reading on Instagram from a mom quoting her daughter said, they look so happy, like it was a surprise.
Wow.
We have so many moments of celebration in our community and in our traditions and in our lives, but I think sometimes people don't get to see that. So for a child, a white child, to see smiling, happy brown children as normal, I think that's important. For black and brown children to feel, you know, proud of who they are and what they've got. But also for all children to see this aspect of our experience. And I think Black joy is so it's so much a part of how we survive. It's so much a part of how we are able to continue amidst everything that we have gone through. And also, there's one aspect in GLOW I wanted to highlight as well, which is that the boy is loved by the natural environment. He is loved and comforted by that moon. And I think that's very much a part of our experience as well. I wanted brown boys reading that book to feel a sense of safety and love and belonging, not just from family, but also from the natural world. As a child, I remember experiences that made me feel loved and protected by the natural world. I wanted to put that in the book as well.
Ruth Forman is the author of Curls and Glow, books for pre-K and kindergarten readers with illustrations by Geneva Bowers. Ruth, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
To see some of Geneva Bowers' beautiful illustrations for Curls, go to hereandnow.org.